Good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 1st of October at 6pm at Exmouth Town Hall. I've received apologies from absence from Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor Bill Nash and Councillor Brian Toy. Brenda, I presume, is substituting for Councillor Brian Toy and John for Councillor Bill Nash. We have no members of the public this evening, so I'll move straight on. Minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of October 2018 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Has any member of the council got any interest in any of the planning applications that we're discussing tonight? Councillor Mastin?
Yes, thank you. The application 182057
Thank you. Others? Councillor Dunker?
Yes, Town Board application number 182065. Paul, I'm a regular user of the Indian Ocean.
Thank you. Councillor Chapman?
Thank you, Chairman. South Lodge is next door. Council Trail, obviously a neighbour of his, so as we all know, Council Trail, I think it should be noted.
Thank you. Items of urgent business, got a licensing minor variation application for the co-op at Magnolia Walk, Exmouth. Premises license and minor variation, which is in respect of amendments to the internal layout of the premises, including the addition of a local range produce table and assisted service tills are being installed. I don't see that that's going to be a major problem as it's internal. Is everybody happy if we just note that?
Yeah.
Thank you. The other item of urgent business is that we've had notification of a street trading application from Rebecca Hampson in respect of the Carnival Fun Day, which is on Saturday the 13th of October in the Strand, times 8am to 5pm. The application is for 55 trading stalls and a map of the trading site has been submitted. And that has been circulated to, or it is being circulated, has been circulated to all members. Yeah. I mean, basically the layout is very similar to any item, any particular event that is held on the Strand. I just had one query which I wasn't sure where one was, but Councillor Dunper?
Yes, and just in case, Chair, I know the applicant for this one as well.
Okay, thank you. Well, as far as I can see, it's exactly the same as any other event that's on the Strand. Councillor Cogill?
Chair, I don't know whether it's right for me to comment, but I'm going to anyway, you can tell me whether I'm right. I do have some concerns about the Strand where you've got the green area. More and more we have these events, it doesn't seem to be rejuvenated, if you know what I mean. Is there any way that we can perhaps try and get, once this event's over, try and get it sort of fed or so that it comes back to grass?
Well, we certainly pass our comments on to streets team.
Okay,
and make it known that we have concerns in that way.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else got any comments regarding this application? Is everybody happy if we just acknowledge that we've noted the layout and we're happy with it to go through? Thank you. And we move on to the planning applications. First application is in Brixington, 18, the 21514. South Lodge, St John's Road, erection of two bedroom bungalow. We have two representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the two representations. Unfortunately, the letter that came on Friday has not been scanned into East Devon's website, and we don't have a copy, but I do know it's from the neighbour that adjoins the property. The other objection is a strong objection, as the building would be outside the built-up area of the East Devon local plan. The site is too small. The 350-year-old Lookham Oak has a TPO and can endure root damage. that the property is out of character with South Lodge. There's a high risk of flooding and also the loss of wildlife habitat. Vehicle access onto a narrow road and there's no parking for visitors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Also behind this property, South Lodge, the bungalow there, one of the underground springs from the woodland actually breaks ground and then goes underground again and goes under this property. This has come up before. It is overdevelopment of the site. There is a risk of flooding. It's on the corner of Deanham Way, down in the dip, at the start of St John's when it goes up towards the common. So we do get a lot of water runoff there. And as Sue said, it's outside the local plan. There's a lot of TPOs in the area, so I would go for refusal on this, please.
Thank you. Councillor Vickers?
I'll second that. And also, when I was reading through all the stuff put through, I can't honestly see where there is a proper access road dedicated where they propose to do an access road for the bungalow. You know, they've got in and out, and also in behind, in behind there is Bystock Wood, which has just been newly, a whole lot of TPO's been put on there, but apparently they were proposing work going up that far.
Mm.
And I definitely don't think it's the right place. They've tried it before in exactly the same place.
Mm. It's refused previously, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Records.
Oh, and they said it would be all right for the builders, fans and that, to park on St John's Road then.
No.
Councillor Cadia.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I agree with the previous councillor's comments. But I do show some concern that there has been a precedent set in this area because there was a new bungalow built adjacent to South Lodge and the house opposite was brand new. So maybe the planners may look at it in a different light because of the precedent that's already been set.
There's all
the
lodge.
Yeah, they're on the other side.
Yeah. They are, but you know, a very big new house was built. And obviously the bungalow adjacent to South Lodge on the roadside was also built new, so it may be that that's looked at in a different light.
Okay,
thank
you. Yeah.
Yes. Taylor? Just going on from that, we did not too long ago give planning permission for quite a big extension on the road opposite, house on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot more land on that side though, isn't there?
But anyway,
it's not backing onto the livestock woods and the I suspect the habitat is more over this side, but
anyway. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of overdevelopment, the wildlife habitat and also the fact that it's outside the built up area of the local plan. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Carry. Next application is 18B2140 full, 28A York Close, raising the roof bridge to enable loft conversion, including roof lights, the side elevation and dormer to rear, and construction of two-storey front extension to provide annex. I will say I have received a telephone call from a person that lives in, would it be Cliston Avenue? To say that they haven't been notified by East Devon District Council of the planning application, and actually they are closer than the people in Winston or the people actually in York Close. Yeah. So I have asked them to investigate that to see if that's correct, because the last time this application came forward, they were notified, the two houses at the rear of Cliston Avenue.
Do you know the number?
No, I don't know the number. But they rang to say they hadn't received any notification. So
I see you've got it on there, haven't you? Because couldn't tell me that this morning.
Whatever that number, what number is that behind? Right behind?
This one, 18.
18, 16, 14A runs behind that corner.
Yeah, well, unless it's the next one, but certainly
phone me. I didn't have that, obviously.
And 14 names.
But obviously, there's quite. They hadn't received their letters anyway.
Yeah.
Because the person at 76 or 78.
That's this side. That's this,
He'd actually gone round to see them to check what the position was. So whether they've got lost in the post then, if you've got on your list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Councillor Nicholas.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Before we go, there is a representation, so I'll ask you to just read that for you. Sorry.
Yes, firstly, Highways do not wish to comment. There is a representation, and they're saying the site on which the current bungalow sits was only given planning permission for a bungalow due to its situation in respect of the bungalows adjoining the site. The addition of a second story would create overlooking. There's also concern about flooding as the stream runs along the site, which is currently under a conduit. There is also 11,000 volt cable which runs beside the property, and also there would be a reduction in parking spaces. Thank you.
Councillor Nicholas.
On a previous application, when the bungalow was permitted, they had several others refused. And under 04-01264, one of the covenants on it was that the ridge of the bungalow, or whatever they built there, must not be higher than any of the other buildings surrounding it. So if they're looking to raise the ridge, then obviously that is going against the reason, one of the reasons they were given permission for.
Yeah,
and also, according to one of the complaints, there's a water was the end of the stream which comes out somewhere, and they diverted it, and all the water went into next door, number 28. So they had to think again about that and put in a lot more soak ups and that. I just think that if they actually wanted either one dwelling or two originally, and to me it looks as if they're wanting to build this annex out the front, so it's stick out, it's beyond the building line, and raising the roof, so presumably the annex would also have a raised roof, so that they'll get their second house that they've been trying for years. And I think that is a bit naughty, or otherwise.
Okay, so you're proposing refusal?
I'm proposing refusal.
On the basis that it would be out of keeping with the street scene, because the ridge of the would be higher than the surrounding bungalows, and also that the front would be beyond the building line.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Chapman.
Yes, I agree with that. Also, the underground stream that's already being diverted to build this bungalow, we don't feel that any more construction in the area is desirable and overlooking, and it has to be within keeping. So, yes, I'll go with refusal as well.
Thank you. So it's been proposed and seconded refusal on the basis that it is, we've added the overlooking, and obviously that affects the amenity of adjoining properties, that it's beyond the building line, and that the ridge of the bungalow would be higher than the surrounding buildings if this was to be approved. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No. Thank you. Next application, we move to Halston. 18B21904, 62 Little Mead Lane. Construction of front dormer window and roof lights to side and rear elevations to enable loft conversion. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had one letter of support. Councillor Duncan.
Yes, thanks, thanks, Chair. I can see very little wrong with this. It's just a fairly straightforward thing. It's not overlooking anybody or anything. No complaints, so I propose approval.
Thank you. Councillor
Cagle? I concur with Councillor Duncan's comments.
Thank you. And I'm saying so. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18B21044, 12 Apple Close. Construction of single storey side extension and new decking. Highway do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Cagle.
Looking at where this is and lots of others
representation, I don't really see an issue with it.
Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I agree with Fred too. I'd also add that it's on a pretty big corner site, so I don't think there's an issue.
No, there's quite a few others on that estate now that got similar, isn't there? So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 18, the B2101 full, 35 Featherbed Lane. Construction of two-storey rear extension. Highway do not wish to comment. We've had no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yes, I wasn't particularly concerned with this, and I was interested to see if there were no objections, because it's a reasonable, there's a reasonable size, but I don't consider it a real problem.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill?
As before, yeah, I concur.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you.
Can I just add something?
Yeah.
I just remembered something I was considering.
Yeah.
The agent for that particular development is Vinari, and I'd just like to comment within this committee that I think Vinari's applications are so well produced, and I just wish all the other agents did theirs like it, because they are brilliant.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's good. Next application is 18, the big 2086, full, 88 Cullum Road. Construction of detached dwelling and creation of a new vehicular access. Highways have got comments, and also we have representations. So I'll ask Sue to summarise both for you.
Yes, Highways don't seem to have a concern about the access to this property, but they do state that no development shall take place until details of secure cycle scooter storage facilities have been submitted to and approved in writing by the County Planning Authority. The development shall be implemented in accordance with the approved details. The reason, to promote sustainable travel in accordance with Policy 5B of the East Devon Local Plan 2013-2031. And then before that, we'd had a representation who was concerned that the vehicular access is on the corner where visibility is poor, and reversing out would add to the high risk of an accident and suggests a turning circle within the site. Thank you.
Councillor Cagan?
Do we have a plan that gives it exactly where it is? I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, site. Location plan. It's on the corner of Bacton and Hallam Road. Bacton Lane, where you go down to the Cats Motel.
Right on the corner, just before, because Bacton Lane, if you go down there, number 7 is quite a way down the road.
Yes.
Towards Fred Max.
Yeah. I would agree with the comments made by the Highways. It's a similar scenario to...
So where that silver car is, just the front of it, that's where the access looks like it's going to go.
Sold.
It's
I'm a little concerned that if you go back and you look at it and look at the size of the garden, it's actually going to fill the garden, isn't it? Looking at that plot.
Actually, it's not outline, is it? Has it actually got where the dwelling is in that plot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking where the actual...
Have we got the site plan? The proposed where the house is going to be. It's a full application.
Yeah, so we should have
it is there, it's really difficult to see it, but
so it's actually probably about 40% the
size.
So.
That's from Bacton Lane, and this is from
and we're joining her.
Yeah, Bacton Lane. There's another one I've seen for
it's not one that
Hallam, that's
when you look
it's
at the lower Hallam. Part of Hallam Road, it's not often that we've seen whole new houses in gardens, or am I mistaken?
No, we've had a couple. We had one over the road to that. We had one over at the bottom of
Phillips and Hallam Road, and we've had one up the other end further along.
It's quite a small
I was going to say, as houses go, it's not actually taking as much of the site as we've had some of the Councillor Dumper?
Yes, there's a comment actually in the, I think it's in the access statement or whatever, which says, looking at the numbering system at Bapton Lane, as you were talking about, it does look as though there was an intention to build one or even maybe two semis there. And I don't think there's any issue about the space. I was amazed to see the comment from Highways. I don't think we've seen one of those before. I wish they'd do that more often.
There is another one actually that says about
sustainable transport, which is great.
It is good, but what amazes me is that we've had some that are so much nearer the town where they haven't commented.
Absolutely.
Which I find astonishing.
But I mean, personally, I would support approval of, certainly in principle, whether they want to do anything about a turning circle like the people over the road have said. But obviously we've got to wait for Highways to be satisfied.
With the size of the site and what we have seen recently, I can't see that there's going to be a problem with the actual putting the house there. So I'm happy to second approval, subject to, obviously, agreement and approval by the County Planning Authority with the comments from Highways. So propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, Bleak 1715 Full, 35 Springfield Road. Construction of single storey rear and side extension, dormer windows to front and rear and front gable extension. Amended plans for consultations, the front elevation of garage on front elevation plan and obscured glazed windows shown in grey. We have got comments, obviously our own previous comments and comments from district councillors plus representations, so thank you.
Yes, you may remember that originally we had no objection to this, but then we had a further amended plan before this one came in, which and then representations which changed our views. So I'll just remind you on the 4th of September what we said. We objected as the proposal was considered out of keeping and would have a detrimental effect on the street scene. We felt the front dormer was too prominent and overbearing. There was an unacceptable amount of windows which would overlook neighbouring properties, and the doubling up of the footprint was deemed overdevelopment. Since then we've had a further representation from Councillor Megan Armstrong, who actually spoke on the last amended plan. She feels the amended plans do not address the issues of the proposal being out of keeping with the street scene, overbearing and overlooking, and that this is a large increase in the footprint. Councillor Jill Elson objected to the original application. There were three representatives who objected to the original application, one of which still objects, as the proposal is still overbearing, it's overdevelopment, overlooking, a dominant property, with the colours and materials being out of character with the street scene. Thank you.
Councillor Dumper?
Yes, and I substantially agree with the comments in that last objection that there isn't a sufficient change to the new proposals for us to do anything other than reject it.
I'm happy to concur. Councillor
Agree.
Yeah, I think we'll all agree. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that this amended plan does not alter our previous opinion that it is overdevelopment and it is going to be dominant and overlooking other properties and actually out of character with the street scene. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward,
Application 18, a bit 20574, land adjacent to Clayton House, Silverstone Road, single storey extension to existing workshop and erection of machine shop, wood store. We have received comments from Environmental Health, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you. So, hold on.
Maybe I should declare an interest in this because I just recently did a job for me.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you fairground.
Okay, and Councillor Nicholas knows that in Helen Dribble. That's just Councillor Masding, that's just Councillor Dumper.
Yes, so the Environmental Health request a noise and compliant management plan to protect the amenities of the residents from the noise and vibration. There's reference to sound insulation and noise reduction for the Buildings Code of Practice to be referred to, and in order to protect residents from noise. They're stating that no work activities or storage shall be carried out outside the building to protect the amenity of local residents from noise or and dust. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys.
This is a deja vu from the last meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, they said they were going to.
What did we decide last time? We voted against.
That was in respect of extending their hours.
Yes.
And then what we did was, what we decided to do was to amend what they'd actually said, because Environmental Health again had said that there was concern about residents and they didn't want it to be there at the weekend. So you actually asked for it to be curtailed further.
Off days, 9 to 4.
Yeah.
And I see they've taken the point concerning the soundproofing.
Mm. I mean, obviously it would have to be in accordance with Environmental Health.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just a general thing.
I think let's go ahead because they do a great job within the town. Mm. And
just give them more work space.
Yes, they need more space.
Mm. Okay, I'm happy to second again, subject to the Environmental Health conditions being carried out.
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Kagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I agree with what's been said, but I think in view of the last application and where we put forward, the timings and adjusted accordingly with the Environmental Health report. And I do support what they do and everything, but I think maybe they've outgrown this site. And is there any way that we can support them in trying to find, another site? Or because Clayton House was originally, is it still a daycare centre? And there is quite a lot of residents around, a lot of parking. It just seems to be growing like topsy, which is obviously causing repercussions and bounce backs for all the residents. Mm. So.
I mean, I think we can only deal with the actual planning applications before us this evening, but what we can do is obviously make those comments that we take note that they've extended, and obviously our concern is that if this continues, it will outgrow the site, and therefore consideration should be given to whether a more appropriate site would be of benefit.
And
then I think the other thing I think we also ought to say is the hour that you agreed at the last meeting, we should say, in addition to this, Environmental Health and subject to the conditions and the conditions that we requested on the main building, because obviously we want it on both the main building and the on the additional space.
Yeah,
okay. So proposed and seconded for approval on that basis. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, the 09824 9A Dagmar Road. Demolition of existing building and erection of two-storey garage, holiday accommodation, building to rear of existing house. The amended plan for consultation is an amended location plan and revised design proposal. We have got comments from statutory consultees, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, just to say that we met on the 14th of May this year and objected on the grounds of overdevelopment of a small plot and that it was overbearing there was a loss of residential parking and also the demolition of a historical wall. And then Councillor Williamson, Mark Williamson, says that the proposal appears to be over intensification of development within a small plot, and asks for assessment by planning officers on the impact of the development on the amenity of residents of the adjacent property and the amenity space provided for the occupants of the new dwelling. He asks that the conservation officer provides a further report on the impact of the two-storey dwelling with access to Louisa Place, a conservation area. Now, the conservation officer did report on the 13th of June, which was obviously a month later than when we met, reported that the dormer window was unacceptable as the mass and scale would detract and the roof configuration to the rear has an uncomfortable relationship with the roofscape, which is considered too small to accommodate the proposed dormers. So you'll see from these amended plans that that's been taken into consideration. And there was originally two reps in respect of the original application, but we don't have anything up to date against the amended plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
I'm in agreement with Councillor Mark Williamson concerning the bulk development on a very small space.
Okay,
fine. And I'm going to vote against.
Anybody else wish to come in?
No, second vote.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis, as was read out with Councillor Williamson's comments, concerning the impact of the development on amenity residents and the overdevelopment, and also that we would need an updated conservation officer's report following the redesign of the building. All those in favour? Any against? Okay. Now move to Town Ward, first application 18, B2134 full, Beacon Church of England Primary School, Beacon Place, detention of fence. Highway do not wish to comment. We've had no representation. Councillor Masting.
Yes, thank you. This is described as security improvement works. These appear to put a new piece of fence as a continuation of an existing fence. It's very high and quite unattractive, but presumably necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's enormous, but the existing fence, I think, is the piece on the left that you can see there.
Mm-hmm.
And simply extended that round to enclose the yard there, as you can see. So presumably, I've got no objections, really. So I'm looking for it to be retained.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Councillor Humphreys. I've got no objection to it. I mean, it's not blocking any light, and you know, children playing ball, football, it does prevent it from coming onto the road and going onto other people's property. So I'm quite happy for that to stay then.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. Does it not fall under the same regulation of height fencing for
light?
It's
got to be no light.
No, but I mean, does it not come into that consideration?
And its security as well.
Yeah, no, that's why they're asking for planning permission. That's why it's got to go to the planning permission, because it's higher than 1.8 metres. That's why they're coming to us for planning permission, and obviously they put part of it up for their planning application, and it was obviously spotted and they've now been asked to put the planning application. But the problem we always have, and it's the same with Exmouth Community College, where they're replacing some of their fences, is a difficulty with the security of children at school, in addition to a play area, which I think this part of the year is.
Yeah, they play football in this.
But it's been proposed and seconded for approval. So all those in favour of approval? Any against? Thank you. Carried. Thank you. Next application is 18, the B2065 full, the Indian Ocean, 36 Exeter Road, retrospective application for replacement shopfront window. There are no comments from consultees or representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you. That's with the white frame windows there, the new frames, replacing wooden frames previously painted dark blue, of very much the same design. So I think it's an improvement in the appearance, very much so. And, the previous windows were of no particular architectural or historical significance, in my view.
you. I'm happy to second. Councillor Dunford.
Yes, as a district ward councillor for there. I obviously, as I said, I've got a personal interest in this as well, but looking at the previous situation, actually the PVC door was already there.
Mm.
So in a sense, it's only completing the look of it. I was looking out for a possible objection from the Civic Society, bearing in mind their reaction.
The wall shot.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But we don't appear to have had that.
I think there's quite a few along that part that have now got PVC windows.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of Exeter Road? So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, probably most of them.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm happy to go along with it.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Now move to Whittaker Ward. Application 18, with 19114, 190 Whittaker Village Road, proposed new dwelling. Additional information, plan reference number 7716-02, Division A, have been missed by scanning department. So they're now asking us to reconsider the application now that the full plans are available. We do have comments, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the 10 Council met on the 4th of September, where we objected on the grounds that the proposal was overdevelopment of the site. We didn't think there was a main sewage system, that there was insufficient information. In fact, there wasn't anything like this in the plans, and that there was a risk of flooding in the area. Now, Highways have got no objections, subject to the provision of cycle parking facilities. And there was one objection to the original application, so thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor.
I've spoken to a highway guy today, and he's Devon planning chap today, about the access, because this is the problem, really, the fact that they've got to go through East Devon now to get into it. And apparently when the garage, that one garage was built, the four garages at the end there were out of use for several months. So building a house there, I think we've got to get more information from East Devon, really, about the access. If they'll give permission, in as much that there's obviously going to be more cars, more movement going in and out, and it's got to go through those Brooklyn Park garages. It's a really difficult one, and I don't know what the regulations are with access over that land.
Previously we were also objecting on the fact that it was overdevelopment of the site, as well as insufficient information and the risk of flooding in the area. I mean, we can either continue with our objection on those basis and add to it that we're concerned about access to the property and that there's no clear information that they have access to.
Well, that's right.
So I mean, we can add that to it if you'd like to add that to the existing objection with the overdevelopment.
Add that to it. Mm. Yes. Mm. I mean, it's a very big site up there, but it's getting into it.
Mm.
Can I just read something on that report that flashed up on the screen saying the Environment Agency didn't consider a risk of flooding? There's a document that you had up on the monitor.
Ron, can you put the design and access statement back up?
Sorry.
Just so we can find the environmental health comment on that.
Environment Agency, it said something.
Yeah.
Therefore, no particular flood precaution management shall propose.
Saw that from Living Brook there.
But the Environment Agency have obviously identified that there's no risk of flooding.
So front access door will have no threshold.
When they broke
it, it's just when we were talking about it, I just
flashed up now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you go back a bit with it, please? Take the whole thing down and read it.
The paragraph above.
Can you go up a bit?
Access into the stable via the private driveway through the existing garage courtyard. The access way and connected with the urban main and chain.
Who owns the garages? East Devon?
No,
it's
private garages.
Then it's a private driveway, so.
Perhaps they own the drive.
Maybe.
It's East Devon.
Is it adopted?
Yes.
It's the entrance to the flats, isn't it?
Well, to the council flats.
Brooklyn Park, is it?
A lot of several of them have been sold now. Because it wasn't designated as sheltered accommodation.
Okay. So first, Councillor Dumper.
Yeah. Can I just add to Fred's remark in terms of the flooding and what's been said on that statement? I just wonder whether, because the actual development is on slightly rising lands, isn't it? Whereas, of course, the access is close to the brook, so I wonder whether they've actually overlooked that fact in what they've written there.
Well, I think. I suppose, you know, the Environment Agency being the people who are so-called experts,
sure.
I mean, they've obviously assessed it, I'm assuming.
But maybe they've assessed the actual...
To take into consideration...
Yeah. The surrounding area,
Any extra water that may come down through the...
Not only that, they said they were going to, somewhere as it was flashing by, they said that they were going to be building into the side.
They are,
So, who knows what they're going to disturb.
But the access is over the brook.
But we refused before, anyway.
But we can continue with the refusal that you had before. And just add on that your clarification concerning the, you know, the land and access to the property.
Can you also state that the access is over the Withy Brook and that is prone to flooding?
So based on those additional comments and the comments that we made before, it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move on to items for consideration. First item is East Devon District Council's gambling policy consultation. Every 3 years, the council is required by law to prepare and publish a statement of principles proposed to comply with exercising their functions under the Gambling Act. It's now coming towards the end of the current 3 year period and their policy needs to be formally reviewed. And the policy statement expires on the 31st of January. So we've been asked to consider the draft policy. The consultation period is until the 26th of October 2018, which is after our next meeting. I therefore was going to propose that members have a look at it during from now until the next meeting, and then we come together on the 15th of October to formulate any view if we wish to put anything forward to East Devon District Council. Are members happy with that? Next item is Devon County Council, East Devon Hattock Traffic Regulations Amendment Order. A copy of MABRA, the Statement of Reasons and Draft Order and Plans attached. There was quite a few plans attached. There are various different roads and things. Has anybody got any comments that they wish to make? Councillor Dumper.
Yes, I have. And the comment is about why isn't Tower Street included on that list?
That was passed through in 2017.
Was it?
Yes, they're just waiting for the actual signage and the markings to be done.
Right. So the actual order is in place.
They can't be enforced because there's not the necessary signage or the line.
Thank you. Are there any other comments on the items you received? No? Okay, thank you. Items for information, you've appealed notification in respect of Exmouth Trade Farmers Limited.
the demolition of the building and construction of 10 dwellings, which was at the Doyle Centre, Norton Place. A copy letter from the East End District Council is attached for your information. As members will recall, we objected to this application as it was employment land and following East End District Council local plan policy, as did East End District Council. And it came back to us because it hadn't been advertised, I think, for sufficient time to see if anybody would actually purchase it on a commercial basis. The second one is, we've got Town Council application for advertising consent, which is 42 The Strand, which, as we are the applicant, because this is in respect of the Tourism Information Office, an AJ shopfront, and as we are the applicant, it will be determined by East End District Council rather than ourselves, so it's just to give notification of that advertising. Now, then, it's not actually on this agenda, but I was sent the review of East End Area of Special Control and Advertisements, which I did respond and asked whether it could be sent by email or added to this agenda, but neither has happened.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know you've been on holiday and caught up with your emails. We've since discovered that the officer involved, I've sent her an email and said that we can respond on the Tuesday the 16th. She isn't in the office on the 15th, she doesn't work that day.
Lovely.
I discussed it with Lisa, and we felt that we would be able to put it to the next agenda.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you. Yeah, this was basically that we were sent an email at very short notice concerning a review of the East End Area Special Control of Advertisements, which it will be sent round to you. There's not a lot of information regarding Exmouth Town, but there is a map, and there are areas such as the Liverton area, such as the Little Mead area for Halston, such as part of the bit between Lipstone and Exeter Road, and also there's a part of Brixington as well. So it's just a case of, it's outside at the moment, that the built-up area has changed, but not the boundary to do with the special control for advertisements. But there is still some areas where you may have some controversy. So if when it comes out, you can read that, and then we can make sure that if we want to comment on any areas, we can do it at the next planning meeting. Thank you. Last item, East End District Council planning decisions. 74 Foxholes Hill, where we had no objection, but East End District Council have actually refused. I think that's the only one. Yes, it is. So there being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.